Jay Allen. Jay Allen on Safety FM.
Welcome to Safety FM, where we talk about safety that's truly inspired by you. Hello and welcome to Safety FM. This episode of the broadcast and the podcast has been brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They are consultants that want to help you get to the safety culture that you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com. Well, hello and welcome to Safety FM. This is Jay Allen. So I have to tell you, I know that we have had the conversation in the past that I said we're going to do a mini episode on Fridays. Well, I have to tell you, this week is actually one of the weird weeks where I'm actually out and about and I've been traveling. And I came to the realization that I forgot to actually upload the podcast. So right now you are spending some time with me trying to get this thing recorded. So I do apologize if the audio quality is not the norm that we normally use. So I do apologize about that ahead of time. But today I figured that we should have a brief conversation about industry and talk about how do you get the information that you're trying to convey to your team members and to your upper management, and normally what is the process that you go through. The question that I always get when I'm out talking to people within the industry is, how do we go about managing the change of safety? I have to tell you, you have to keep in mind that when you're going through the process of talking about the different aspects of safety that you want to convey, it really plays a huge factor on how you have that particular conversation. You'll have to remember that a lot of the safety programs that are already in place have been something that most organizations have been working on for a long period of time. So you coming in and giving them information that maybe the approach that they've been taking has not been the best approach, and that you have something a little bit different that you can discuss with them, might not be the thing that they want to hear at that particular moment in time. A lot of times, some of the upper management gets hung up in regards of what we would consider dogma. And they believe that the system that they've had this whole time has worked so well, in some cases, so why do they need to change it? So as you start going through that, the conversation becomes, how do you approach it? Now keep in mind that there's going to be different styles of managers, different type of managers when you have these conversations, and that's what you need to make sure that you understand. When you're having the conversations, keep in mind that there's always going to be the different aspects of how people manage. So I keep on looking at this Safety FM mini, and maybe this is not really a mini. Maybe this is just a continuing episode. Today, we'll just discuss very briefly that when you talk and you bring this up, talk to your management, reference about the changes on what you want to implement and why it would work within your organization. Sometimes you have to remember that companies have a hard time managing change. So you have to make sure that you're talking to the correct people and that you manage the resources that you have available to implement this program. So as you're going through the process, remember that you cannot force change. You have to be able to implement what you want to put into the organization within the boundaries and the context of the organization. You're going to have to think about how you want the process to be implemented and how you're going to have the conversation with upper management. And just keep in mind that when you're going through this process of change, that when you're trying to change something within the organization, you're never going to complete this project. This is an ongoing process that will never stop. So if you go in with that particular mentality, you're probably going to get to the portion where you're going to realize that it's not going to be an easy journey. It's not always about trying to get to X destination. It's really developing the programs and processes as you go through this particular journey. And I think I'm going to leave you off right here for this Safety FM mini. We're going to have to come back and do a part two. So thank you for listening to Safety FM. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Safety FM. Changing safety cultures. One broadcast and one podcast at a time.